Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ghostly old-school drum and bass bassline with a proper jungle swing feel in Ableton Live 12. So not just a bass sound, but a bassline that actually dances with the drums, leaves space, and still feels full of attitude. The goal here is to get that classic vibe where the bass is rolling underneath the break, slightly haunted, a little unstable, and very alive. We want a solid sub foundation. Some ghost notes slipping between the main hits, and a groove that feels human rather than gridlocked. For this one, we'll stay inside Ableton's stock tools. You can do this with Waveditable or Operator, plus a few key effects like Auto Filter, Saturator, Utility, EQ8, and maybe Drum Bus or Glue Compressor if you want extra grit or control. We'll also use MIDI tools like Velocity, Note Length, Random, and the Groove Pool to give the line that jungle-style shuffle. First, set up a clean live set and put the tempo around 170 BPM. That's a great middle ground for this sound. Then create one MIDI track for the bass, and one drum track or audio loop for your break. If you're using a breakbeat, great. If not, even a simple kick, snare on 2 and 4, and some chopped hats will work. The important thing is that the bass line is written in context, because this style lives and dies by the relationship between bass and drums. Now let's build the instrument. If you want a cleaner, deeper, more classic sub-heavy tone, start with Operator. Use a sine wave as the main oscillator, then add a second oscillator very quietly if you want a little harmonic presence. Keep the envelope short and punchy. Fast attack. Short decay. Low sustain, and a short release. That gives the bass note shape without turning it into a big smeared sustain. If you want a more flexible sound with more movement, Waveditable is a great choice. Use a basic shapes or saw oscillator, keep the second oscillator subtle and run it through a low-pass filter. Again, keep the amp envelope short. This style usually doesn't need huge long notes. It needs tight, controlled hits that leave room for the break. Next, build a practical device chain. A very solid starting point is instrument, then EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, then utility. If you want extra thickness on a mid layer, you can add drum bus there. If the bass is getting too sharp or pokey, glue compressor can smooth it out a bit, but use it gently. We're not trying to squash the life out of it. A really important idea here is splitting the bass into layers if you can. A sub layer should stay clean, mono, and centered. A mid layer can carry the grit, saturation, and movement, and a ghost layer can handle the shorter, darker notes. That kind of split gives you much more control and keeps the low end solid while still letting the bass speak on smaller speakers. Now let's write the actual bassline. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick a root note, like F minor, G minor, or a minor. For this lesson, F minor is a nice place to start because it feels dark and classic. Keep the phrase simple at first. Think in terms of a home note, a fifth, maybe a minor third, and one or two passing tones. The magic is not in using loads of notes. The magic is in the timing and phrasing. A strong old-school jungle bass line often feels like pressure and release. So for example, you might hit F on beat 1, then add a short ghost note just after it, then bring in C a little later, and resolve with ebb. On the next bar, you can shift the rhythm slightly so it feels like an answer rather than a repeat. That conversational shape matters a lot. Think of it like one idea, then a reply, then a small gap. That little gap is important. Don't fill every moment. In this style, silence is part of the groove. If the drums need space, let them have it. If a snare lands hard, you can answer it with a bass pickup afterwards instead of stepping on it. That's how you get the line to feel like it belongs inside the break rather than fighting it. Now for the jungle swing. This is where the character really starts to show. Jungle swing is not just random late notes. It's a mix of off-grid placement, short note lengths, velocity variation, and the way the bass responds to the drum pattern. Keep your main notes fairly stable, but nudge ghost notes a little late. We're talking subtle movement, not drunken timing. Just enough to make it feel human and loose. In Ableton, you can do that by nudging notes manually, or by using the groove pool. Try a light MPC-style swing groove, or even better, extract groove from a chopped break if you already have one. Apply the groove gently. A little groove goes a long way here. If you overdo it, the bass line starts dragging instead of bouncing. You want it to feel laid back, but still urgent. Ghost notes are the secret weapon in this kind of bass line. They should feel like shadows of the main notes, not extra lead notes fighting for attention. Keep them short. Keep them low in velocity, and place them on weak subdivisions like offbeats and 16th note pickups. Often, the best ghost notes are the ones you almost miss the first time, but feel when the loop repeats. A good trick is to make ghost notes darker than the main notes. You can do that by filtering them a bit more, shortening them more aggressively, or even routing them to a separate chain with less drive and a lower cutoff. That gives the phrase a clear hierarchy. The main notes say, this is the hook. The ghost notes say, there's movement around it. Ableton's MIDI effects are really useful here. Put velocity before the instrument so you can shape the difference between main notes and ghosts. Set the output so your strong notes stay around 85 to 110, and your ghost notes fall much lower, maybe 25 to 50. That way the groove feels physically lighter on the ghost hits. Velocity is not just about volume in this style, it's part of the rhythm. Note length is also really helpful. Use it to keep the main notes controlled and the ghost notes very short. If your bass notes are too long, the low end can blur together and start fighting the kick and snare. Short, precise phrasing usually feels much better for jungle and early DNB. Random can add variation, but use it very carefully. A tiny bit of randomness can help repeated patterns feel less mechanical, but too much will make the line lose identity. If you use it, keep it subtle. This is not about making the bass line unpredictable, it's about making it breathe. Now let's make the sound feel more old school. Saturation is a big part of that. A little saturator drive can add harmonics and help the bass speak on smaller systems. Soft clip-on, a few dB of drive, and you're in the right zone. Autofilter can then shape that tone further. On the sub layer, keep it low and clean. On the mid layer, you can open the filter just a bit so the note gets more attitude. You can even automate the cutoff slightly over the course of 4 or 8 bars to keep the loop moving. EQ8 is there to keep the low end disciplined. If there's messy sub below 20 or 30 Hz, trim it. If the bass starts feeling boxy, cut some mud around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't overboost the lows. Let the bass and kick share the space naturally. That balances everything in drum and bass. Now, lock the bass line to the drums. This is where a lot of producers go wrong. They write a bass line that sounds cool on its own, but once the break is in, it suddenly clashes. So always listen to the bass against the drums. If the kick needs room, shorten the bass. If the snare is a key anchor, let the bass answer after it. If there's a fast drum fill, simplify the bass rather than trying to compete with it. A great way to think about this is phrase by phrase. Don't just build a loop, build a conversation. Maybe the first bar states the idea, the second bar answers it, and the little pickup at the end pushes into the reset. That's what keeps the loop from feeling flat. If you want to evolve the bass across a longer section, work in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be the main motif. Bars 3 and 4 can add a ghost pickup or a small octave flash. Then in bars 5 and 6, remove one note to open things up. By bar 7, add a tiny fill. And in bar 8, make a small note change or open the filter slightly to lead into the next phrase. That kind of variation makes the bass line feel alive without destroying the core idea. A few pro tips before we wrap up. 1. Keep a home note clearly anchored so the line always feels grounded. That's part of what gives old school jungle its identity. 2. Test the loop at slightly different tempos. Something that works at 170 might feel too cramped at 174 or too loose at 165. If it still feels good across that range, you've probably written something strong. 3. Remember that ghost notes are supposed to support the groove, not steal the spotlight. If they're too loud, the line loses its mystery. Here's a simple practice exercise. Build a 2-bar bass loop in F minor, using just a handful of notes, like F, C, Eb, and maybe G as a passing note. Put the main notes on strong rhythmic anchors, then add at least a few ghost notes between them. Give the main notes higher velocity, and make the ghost notes much softer. Then process the bass lightly with EQ, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Loop it with a break at 170 BPM and make 3 versions, one darker, one heavier, and one with a little more swing. That exercise will teach you something really important. In this style, groove comes as much from timing and velocity as it does from note choice. So to recap, the recipe is simple but powerful. Start with a mono bass sound, write a sparse root-led phrase, add ghost notes with careful timing and velocity, apply subtle swing, keep the sub clean and centered, and shape movement with filtering, saturation, and arrangement changes. Always work with the drums in mind. When you do that, the bass line stops feeling like a loop and starts feeling like a living part of the track. And that's the vibe. Rolling, haunted, classic, and properly drum and bass. If you want, I can next turn this into a bar-by-bar MIDI example, or a full Ableton device rack recipe you can build step by step.